for 6 seconds, you mustn't actually take a hell of a lot of time out from on that landfill.
We've taken a bit to stop, you know, we've had to ease off towards the end of the stages. We've had a bit of a water problem. I think that's true, I know, so I just enjoy the wet.
You seem to have handled the last two stages better than him, and you think it was probably down to tyre choice?
I think he got on the right tyre choice to go in there, and we did have the right tyre choice, I think. So.
You went for something a little bit more dry weather for the last two, or you just said put it down to Hodgson's choice?
Oh, well, we done. We used the intermediates and just cut the front ones into a wet, and they seem to do the trick.
And it seems to be more better handling. You were able to give it more speed and give yourself a good position tomorrow. 6 seconds is very little.
Yeah, it just made the braking good and the turning in was good. We'll wait for tomorrow and see what happens.
You've had the thing today where Donald O'Donovan went out. Then Babbel or Pete Doughty had a trouble with the gearbox. It would have probably been a very tight top three or four only for the few mishaps.
It would have been. It's a shame to see Donald go because I think he set the pace on the first stage. We had a misfire for about 3 miles into the first stage. That came then, but I think we were 1 second behind Donald on the second one. It's a shame he's gone, really.
It seems to be that everybody's had a little bit of bad luck. We had the bad luck with the misfire. Damon had the bad luck with the wrong tyre choice. Donald had the bad luck of actually having to retire. Pete with the stall. Had it been... had the grid look stayed in for everybody, you reckon that the car would have had the push to actually be in the lead, through the lead in playing field?
I don't know, I don't think this car is up to the pace of what Poland is in the dry. The wet has helped us because I just enjoy the wet and I don't mind the car sliding about.
But if they say it's come over, anything, a top three pace was going to be a bonus. So maybe realistically you didn't take yourself a top three pace, and to be second overnight must be a great boost.
Yeah, it's a good boost, and hope we can maintain it for tomorrow.
Thank God, Ivan. Now, you heard it there, well, 6 seconds is the differential, Ivan. Now, how much of that you heard? Because Bob Bowden's car was passed right beside him, and it was really blowing us out of it with the sound, as he was saying, and we were talking about it. Everybody seems to have had a bit of bad luck, and everybody, I think, is more or less hoping for dry weather tomorrow to improve the luck. And maybe, you know, if we can just get over into somewhere a bit quiet. We may be able to get your second sort in on that.
Hey, tell you what, you have a word in Bob's ear for me, will you?
Will I have a word with who?
Have a word in Bob's ear about making noise while people are doing interviews.
I was also talking to Ray Breen on the way in. As you can imagine, the conditions today made the cars absolutely slide and everything all over the place. The dirt on the cars was unbelievable. The usual thing is that all the cars would give themselves a bit of a lick and a bit of spit and polish to beautify themselves overnight. I was talking to Ray Breen, who was now just hovering around the top 10, and he was delighted. He said he wasn't really keeping an eye on what times anybody else had. He was delighted to be actually running so well. And I think it's made it such a lottery today with the weather. The positions overnight are things that nobody would have predicted, say, a week ago if we thought we were going to have good weather. You heard Melvin say that he doesn't think his car would have the legs of Boland's WRC, but it's going to make it for a very interesting day tomorrow.
Okay, nice one, JD. Thank you. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Okie doke.